I want to switch gears just for a moment while I have you on the phone, because we're talking about your expertise on Robert Jackson. But recently in the news, there was a case in Florida where an elementary school student was arrested for refusing to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And I'd just like to go back to West Virginia versus Barnett and Justice Jackson's opinion there, which was so influential and so widely ignored, it seems. Could you comment on that?
Yeah, sure. I don't know the ins and outs of the Florida case, but generally, Barnett, overwhelmingly reaffirmed by many subsequent courts, was a decision in the throes of World War II that recognized the First Amendment rights of Jehovah's Witness school children to refuse on religious scruples to stand and salute the American flag and pledge allegiance. Jackson wrote for the court that if there's any fixed star in the constitutional constellation, it's that officials can't prescribe what's orthodox and compel people to state their belief therein. And so, you know, I think what happens is that these First Amendment principles are well known kind of in the upper echelons, but sometimes the school district doesn't include a memorandum or regular training in the packet every year for teachers. And, you know, I think it sounds like a quite plain Barnett violation. But in the meantime, a student's exercise of conscience was regulated and punished, and that's not consistent with the Constitution.
Yeah, and it's amazing that after 75 years, these cases seem to arise about once every 6 months, that people are so ignorant of what the Constitution is and says.
The profession of patriotism, Jackson wrote, is, you know, most meaningful when it's a free act. When it's compelled, it sort of is the antithesis of what it proclaims.